Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth.
You ready for a do not fear scripture?
I am, baby.
Okay, let's do it. Luke 12:7. Luke 12:7 says, indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows.
That's a great scripture.
Plus, hallelujah.
I have to tell you, The hairs of my beard may be numbered, but not a whole lot on the top of my head.
That's true. But you have a little bit.
I know what it is. Hallelujah. On today's call, we're going to discuss how to bring order out of chaos.
Well, that is a God thing.
Do you ever feel your life is a bit chaotic? Allow God to bring order out of any chaos, financial or otherwise, that you're dealing with. God is the master of organization. In the first 20 words of Genesis, we find the earth is, quote, formless and empty, darkness was over the surface of the deep. That's Genesis 1:2. Next we read where the Spirit of God was moving across the earth before the end of the 46th word. In Genesis we read chapter 1, verse 3, where God said, let there be light, and there was light. God's an organizer. He brings order and light out of chaos and darkness. Do you need any order brought into your finances? Do you need any order brought into your workplace environment? Do you need order brought into every situation that you may be facing right now? There are seven ways to bring order out of chaos.
Number one, we must recognize chaos, confusion, and lack of order are from the devil.
That's it.
Where do you find sin? Where do you find confusion? 2 Chronicles 15:5. 2 Chronicles 15:5 in the Contemporary English Version says, there was so much confusion in those days that it wasn't safe to go anywhere in Israel. And again in James 3:16 really sums it up. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work.
Yes. Number two, when you're living in chaos and confusion, the change starts, but it starts with you. It's kind of like Mahatma Gandhi said one time, we must be the change we wish to see in the world. First, your learning environment. Where do you study the word? Second, your living environment, where you spend your downtime with your family. Third, your preparation environment, where you get ready for work, the bathroom, and the closet. Fourth, your transportation environment, what you ride in from home to work. Fifth, your workplace environment, where you spend at least 8 hours every day. Sixth, your nourishment environment, where you eat. Seventh, your spiritual environment, where God can bring change needed into your life.
Very well put. Number three, God always has a plan to bring order out of any kind of chaos. The greatest chaos we find facing many Americans is personal finance. If your financial affairs are in disarray, you need to know where you're at before you can develop a plan of how to get out of where you're at, in other words, into out of debt and into financial freedom. First, if you're not doing it already, balance your checkbook. You need to always balance your checkbook unless you fall into the category of the very rich like J. Paul Getty, who says, if you can actually count your money, then you're not a rich man. Second, for the next 30 days, we advise so many people to do this. Write down every single penny that's spent. We're not sure that you know where, well, let's put it this way. I'll change it around. You know where all the big money goes. You could probably say it off the top of your tongue, top of your head. But it's often the little money that adds up to the big money.
That's so true.
And that's where it's slipping through your fingers. If you have an iPhone, you can download a free app called Easy Spending Expenses Tracker. If you have an Android phone, you can download the one called Expense Tracker. If you don't have a smartphone, use a spiral ring binder, one of those little small ones that a man can put in his pocket and a woman can put in her purse. Assign a category to each entry, such as eating out. If you're married, both spouses should be doing this as part of the process. You know where the big money is going, but you'd be amazed at where some of the small money is going. And I'm talking about if you buy thread and needle. I'm talking about if you buy a small part for your car or your truck. Once you know where your money is going, you can actually look it over and redirect it into your out-of-debt plan. This may not seem like it's a fun thing to do to write down every single cent that you're spending, but let me tell you, it will bring order out of the chaos, and it will be well worth it by the time you get through. Third, create a plan, then take that information to get out of debt with a specific timeline for financial freedom. We actually have a plan called the Master Plan that is a huge tool. It's an MP3 you can download, and it will tell you not only the year, but the month and the day.
Yes.
If you put all that information in there, it'll tell you exactly the month, the year, the month, and the day you will be out of debt.
Yeah, honey, real quick. So many people over the years where I've taught that, when I go back to that city, inevitably somebody will come up and say, you know, I wasn't sure about that expense tracker, but I want to tell you, I remember this one guy. He eats out every day for lunch because he's a worker. And he told me, he said, you know, I put down every time I bought one of those big gumballs, they got machines where you walk in.
25 cents, 50 cents, whatever.
He said, if you'd have told me that I spent almost $100 a month on those big gumballs, I'd have told you you were crazy. But he said, I don't anymore. Number four, God will raise up a leader to bring order out of chaos and confusion. Proverbs 28:2, Message Bible. When a country's in chaos, everybody has a plan to fix it. But it takes a real leader of understanding to straighten things out.
Think of that. Wow. Everybody has an opinion, but
somebody special to bring it out.
That's it.
Who follows the word.
That's it.
When God wants something done, he always gives it to one person to do it. 1 Samuel 9:17, New Century Version. When Samuel first saw Saul, the Lord said to Samuel, this is the man I told you about. He will organize my people. The real question we should be asking ourselves is, are we the one God wants to bring order out of certain chaotic situations? Think about that.
Number five, relax in God. First thing, really, the absolute necessity is don't panic over your situation, because that just increases the chaos and confusion. It will not make it disappear. It will only make it get worse. As a believer, if you're knowledgeable of the word, you don't ever need to panic. You're not supposed to panic. You're supposed to walk in his peace. Deuteronomy 31:6, New Living Translation. So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before
yes.
them.
Yes.
For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you.
Wow.
Remember, sometimes God's ways are not our ways. There are actually 9 times in the Message Bible it says don't panic. But one of our favorite ones is in Deuteronomy 20:1. Deuteronomy 20:1 says, in a few minutes you're going to do battle with your enemies. Don't waver in resolve. Don't fear. Don't hesitate. Don't panic. God, your God, is right there with you, fighting with you against your enemies, fighting to win.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Number six, eliminate anything or minimize anyone who is creating chaos and confusion in your life. Ephesians 4:20, Message Bible. But that's no life for you. You learn Christ. My assumption is that you pay careful attention to him, being well instructed in the truth precisely as we have in Jesus. Since then, we do not have the excuse of ignorance. Everything, and we do mean everything, connected with that old way of life, has to go. It's rotten through and through. Get rid of it. Then take on an entirely new way of life, a God-fashioned life, a life renewed from inside and working itself into your conduct as God accurately reproduces his character in you.
Wow.
Glory to God.
There's a lot of meat in that.
Yes, there is. Sadly, many believers have become addicted to things. But here's a fact. You can't live with one foot in the world and one foot in the Word. God knows what you need, controls your things. Don't let them control you. Ezekiel 20, verse 7, Message Bible. At that time, I told them, get rid of all that vile things that you become addicted to. Don't make yourselves filthy with the Egyptian no-God idols. I am God, your God. I alone am God, your God.
Number 7, pay attention. Do what God says and watch overflow from chaos and confusion. You are the one person who's allowed chaos and confusion in your life. Now you have to make a decision that enough is enough. If you follow the instructions of the Word, you will be living in an organized life filled with promise.
Yes.
However, if you aren't responsible to what the Word is leading you to do, then you will never totally really experience a life worth living. Hebrews 3:19, Message Bible says, they never got where they were. They never got there because they never listened nor believed.
Wow.
Never believed. God is a God of order, and he is a great organizer. In fact, he planned a marriage supper 2,000 years before it's happening. He knows the end from the beginning. The book of Revelation reveals that. Of course, a day for him could be 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is a day, as it says in 1 Peter. But allowing him to guide, point is, he made those plans. He's mapped out everything that's going to happen well before it's ever been happening. So we need to allow him to guide our life from the chaos and confusion we're experiencing into a rich and satisfying life, as you can read in John 10:10, New Living Translation. John 10:10. It's time for a drastic change. Thank you, Lord. It is the learners who inherit the future. The learned usually find themselves equipped to live in a world this is an interesting quote by Eric Hoffer. In a time of drastic change, it is the learners who inherit the future. The learned usually find themselves equipped to live in a world that no longer exists. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. The learned.
Hallelujah.
Be a learner.
Go to haroldherring.com. If you're blessed by the teaching and the ministry, click the button that says Soul Seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. And I need to say, as you always do, baby, seed left in the barn will never produce a harvest in the field.
That is true. But most important thing of all is to keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God and applying them to your life.
That's it. So until tomorrow morning, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
From
the Word of God.
Amen. I love it. I love it when you say it.
And God bless you, and have a fabulous, how about Tremendous Tuesday?
Tremendous Tuesday, that's it. Till next time. Bye-bye.